Nolte, cover-upper Jake Tapper writes book about cover-up of Biden's decline. By John Nolte on February 26, 2025. CNN's Jake Tapper, who actively participated in the conspiracy to cover up Joe Biden's obvious mental and physical decline, has a book coming out that promises to take us behind closed doors and into private conversations between the heaviest of hitters, revealing how big the problem was and how many people knew about it. The book is titled Original Sin, President Biden's Decline, Its Cover-Up, and His Disastrous Choice to Run Again. It will shamelessly hit digital and physical store shelves in late May. How about this for an alternate title? Arsonist Reports on Fire, by Jake Tapper. This Orwellian desire on Tapper's part to play firefighter when he, as I will explain below, was one of the chief arsonists who kept the blaze of this conspiracy alive, is not in the least surprising. What is sad is that Tapper's co-author is Alex Thompson, one of the only, if not the only, corporate media reporter who was willing to actively point to Biden's decline before the infamous June of 2024 presidential debate. Why is Thompson allowing this? Why is he allowing Tapper to crouch behind his shield of credibility? Thompson is not only shielding Tapper, he's whoring out his own credibility by glomming onto a cover-upper, and to what end? To sell more books? To get invited on Knlaw? To up his own status in a crumbling institution? Tapper's name shouldn't be on the book's cover. It should be inside under a chapter titled Biden's Shameless Regime Media Enablers. Watch this sanctimonious jerk not only lie about Biden's non-existent stutter but try to bully Lara Trump into never mentioning the truth again. That segment is from October of 2020 when there was still time for brave firefighter Jake Tapper to save the Republic from a man who was obviously in decline and had no business being president of anything. But he didn't, because had he pointed out what every sentient human being saw, it would have cost him status. Plus, Tapper was desperate to see Trump lose re-election. Let's flash forward all the way to February 2024, more than 3 years later, after Biden's obvious decline from October of 2020 has declined even more. Special Counsel Robert Hur dropped a report declaring Biden guilty of deliberately mishandling classified documents but declining to prosecute the then-president because Biden was too enfeebled. So we have a special prosecutor telling the country that Biden is too mentally enfeebled to be prosecuted for a crime. And here's Jake Tapper saying it doesn't disqualify Biden from running from being president or running for re-election. Then Congressman Adam Schiff, DCA, well, it's simple as this. As a prosecutor, the department policy is you don't go out of your way to essentially vilify each of the reputation of someone when you are making a declination decision. What you put in your report is just what's necessary to support the conclusions of the reports. So fair game to say, he was asked about these documents that didn't recall how they got to the university. It is not appropriate to engage in a subjective, generalized, essentially political assessment that is fodder during a campaign year. And he knew exactly what he was doing when he chose that language. You know, Hur has conducted, I'm sure as any lawyer with his experience, dozens and dozens of depositions. I deposed Karl Rove for the Judiciary Committee. He claimed a failure of dozens and dozens of times. There was ever suggestion that he was doing it because of his advanced age. That was simply gratuitously. Tapper, no, he wasn't 81, Karl Rove. Schiff, yeah. No, he wasn't, but with the failure. Tapper, well, we're reading. I mean, you know, he does have, I mean, look, I don't know that I would be any better if somebody is throwing names and dates at me, and I was 81 years old. But, you know, he does have issues here and there. Was that 19? Was that 2017? Was that 2016? It's not, you know, disqualifying, but he does have some memory issues. Democrats sure got it good. And then the Hur story vanished, was swept under the rug. I'm sure Tapper and his regime media confederates moved on to something vital to the future of the country, like how many scoops of ice cream Trump eats. Tapper literally had dozens of opportunities to report the truth about Biden's decline over the 4 years of his deteriorating presidency. But it was only after that 2024 debate between Trump and Biden in June that Tapper knew it wouldn't hurt his status to speak the truth. By then, everyone knew Trump would win re-election if the Democrats and their regime media could not pressure Biden to drop out. Every single thing the corporate media do is to aid and abet Democrats. Oh, wait, I have a better title. If I Did It, by Jake Tapper. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.